This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Gather round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom
and Anthony Galea.
It's time for
and Anthony's
Wisdom.
Well done, young man. He's getting really good at this little sting bits. Is that what we call?
We do, yeah. So this is Tom and Anthony's wisdom today. What happens is...
And what happened to that?
And hello.
And Anthony.
I
asked Tom for wisdom because Tom's been on this earth a
very long time.
Very long time.
Since like a dinosaur.
Yes.
And well, so, that's what my husband calls it anyway, the dinosaur. Yeah,
it's all like scaly and
it's more like extinct than dead.
I just want to have some wisdom. I don't want to talk about your phallus. Anywho, I've been being lonely lately, guys. I've been a little bit lonely, and so I thought, what better than to sign up to a group? So I was driving out my street. I noticed a sign.
Oh, God, I can hear where this is going.
You're
going
to love it.
Okay.
And the sign said Neighbourhood Watch, and I thought, I would love to be part of a Neighbourhood Watch. You know, I don't know what they do. I just assume they, like, kick ass and take names kind of thing, you know?
Take names for what?
For the law.
So you thought they're going to be vigilantes that walk the streets with weapons.
Or like maybe drive around in cars and like, you know, at that like the dangerous parts of night and call out crimesters and call the police.
But you don't even have a car. You've got a skateboard that you can't even ride because you're full of bruises from this morning's ride.
I'd ride shotgun. I'd be the Google Maps guy driving around. I thought that I was going to be part of this awesome group. And then I get an email back from the NHW, which is Neighbourhood Watch for those normies out there.
For your area, yeah.
And it's the Creeklands. It was the Neighbourhood Watch at the Creeklands, it's called. And I thought, oh, that sounds dark, you know, mysterious. Anyways, it was a lady called Chris. I was like, okay, cool. It says, good afternoon, Michael. I've received an email from the NHW Victoria, you know, talking about how you want to be part of it. I'm like, heck yeah, I do. I'm ready. Like, I've been going to boxing classes. I'm going to take some crime out.
You've got your little ninja pajamas to wear out there, your headband.
Yeah. My baton. She says, my husband Ray and I are looking after the large area of your suburb. I won't dox myself here. Anyways, so she goes into it. I'm getting more excited the more I read. I'm thinking, this is it. I'm going to get a uniform, you know, some matching
sergeant.
Oh, yeah. And then she goes, here's what we're in charge of. And I'm like, this is the meat. This is where I'm really going to get it. And she goes, we have an e-newsletter, which is our main priority. And we talk about all things safety. And I'm like, oh, no, what have I gotten myself into? She attaches the e-newsletter for me to read. And one of the most prominent articles in there was ladder safety. That was it.
Ladder?
Ladder.
Climbing, like in climbing ladders.
Climbing ladders. You have to practice ladder safety.
Yeah, but you think that's funny, but I'm telling you, people over 50.
I know, Molly Meldrum.
Molly.
We fall off ladders quite often. I did it the other day because I wanted to get up on the roof and I was halfway up the ladder and I went, no way in hell. So I went to my son's room and go, oi, lazy shit, get out of bed and get up that roof and get that off.
Okay, so maybe you'll benefit from the e-newsletter. I'll forward it on to
good.
You. She's really excited for me to get a part of the team, just to cut this email short, as lengthy, I'll tell you what, which I'm thankful for. And she said, so your main priority when you start will be handing out flyers in letterboxes, which is just hardly what I thought it was going to be about, and I haven't responded yet. It's been about 4 days, and I'm nervous, and she seems so eager. What do I do?
You just pretend that you never got it, and that email went to the trash, the junk mail.
Okay.
I'm going to check that. Like any good group, before like people want to join, you've got to vet them. So the first thing they would have done is went to your social media account and went, this guy's a hoodlum. We don't need him out here protecting the community. So she's deliberately put you on, like, light duties.
Yeah. Away from the community, away from the kids.
You're right. You do not need to be sent out in the community.
Yeah. Well, because I'm a wild card, I'd actually beat people down, wouldn't I?
No, you'd run the other direction. Could you imagine? I'd love to see him come and attack a group of hostiles in the local park that are, you know, misbehaving on the swings. What would you do?
I think I'd yell out from the car. I'd kind of crack the window a little bit and like, hey, stop it, you hoodlums, and then I'd drive away quickly.
Hence why she wants to keep you to the e-newsletter.
I still think the Neighbourhood Watch is just a modern day like group of creepies. I mean, in the old days, we used to get around the neighbourhood.
I don't think you can say that. I think they're doing good in the community.
I think they are. I just
are they?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming they do.
They're sending out e-letters. That's not helping them. I mean, in the old days. In our old days, when I used to be like young, getting around, Neighbourhood Watch used to wear your rubber jacket out there naked and flash yourself on the streets. Now they walk around and pretend they're like a group.
You know? I don't know what Neighbourhood Watch you saw. Hey, I don't want to discredit the work they do. As you're saying, Anthony, I think they do great work. I'm just not cut out for it.
Well, I think my mum's cousin or auntie, I remember going over to her house and she had one of the Neighbourhood Watch stickers on her front window, which, do you know what that's all about?
Yeah.
So that's what I thought Neighbourhood Watch was about, like in terms of like having a safe house that if you were walking down the street and you needed a house to run into because you needed assistance and
so forth.
Well,
we did that to the schools. We had the safe house, which is we used to go through schools and organise. We'd put them in our letterboxes so if kids are walking home.
Yeah, it was in letterboxes. That's it.
That you could come and knock on that door and there was somebody
you
home.
You don't see many of them these days.
Yeah, you don't. And that's, I thought I'd be part of like, not the, you know, the Don, where they walk around. It's like there's paid protection where like stores, the goons will come in the movies and like they're paid protection. They'll take a cut.
I think you should have done a little bit more research on this before you actually approach them, because I think your perception of what Neighbourhood Watch was is very different to the reality of
Look,
it.
Let's be honest. It's a lazy shit. He thought he was going to sit on a beanbag out in the neighbourhood with a tinny in one hand and binoculars in the other and just watch.
I know he did it.
You're a creepy little bugger. Now play a song.
That was
Wisdom, my co-host Tom.
And Anthony Galea.
It's time, Tom.
And Anthony.
Wisdom.
But hey, everyone, you know what time it is. Get to the water cooler. It's time for some gossip. It's time for a yarn.
In California, a hidden security camera has caught a woman hired a dog sit to a couple of pooches walking around the house stark naked and leading her boyfriend in and out of her client's bedroom.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. She's just teaching the dogs how to fetch a bone.
Look, apparently Foxtel reported an influx of customers calling to cancel their subscriptions now that Game of Thrones has finished.
Well, I can believe that, because did you see the way the series ended? I'd be asking for my 8 years' worth of subscription.
Did you hear that Aussie actor Margot Robbie has been announced to be the new face of Chanel perfumes?
Well, that makes sense. Wasn't her character the only thing about that Suicide Squad movie that didn't stink?
Cheeky man, you. People are outraged that philanthropist, humanitarian and actor Meghan Markle has listed her official occupation on baby Archie's birth certificate as Princess of the United Kingdom.
Well, I don't see a problem with that. Whenever I leave the airport, I always put Queen on my card.
Jess, you know, this is all yours.
This might be me. A man has won a court case against his former employer who fired him for refusing to give them a fingerprint to clock on and off, claiming his biometric data is personal and private information.
Well, you know, that sort of thing doesn't really bother any of us here, because, you know, we couldn't count how many times we've given people our DNA.
Now, I've got one for you there, young sir. Did you see The Voice this week and a comment from a contestant, irritated boy George, to the point that he threw a diva tantrum and stormed off
the
stage?
I don't understand what's up his pants. He's like a one-hit wonder. Come a chameleon, that was it, right?
Turn off that music, young boy, because you're about to be schooled. This is what we're talking. Jess, help me out here. Boy George, one-hit wonder.
No.
What's he done? What's he done lately?
Since 1984, he was the voice of a generation. Culture Club, there must have been 30 number one songs we had to go through.
Show me the charts now, Tom. Where's he at? Huh?
Where's he at now? Is probably one of the world's most famous DJs that gets around. He's probably on 3 or 4 different TV shows. Mate, you're still here volunteering at Joy. He's pointing at himself trying to go.
Hey, you're here as Joy as well, okay? We're in the same boat.
Yeah, but I ain't bagging boy George.
Oh, true, you aren't, eh? You probably shouldn't do that.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.